Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast, where we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all those things to create a lifestyle that works for you and not your next door neighbor. Because nobody else was made like you, and so why would you do the same thing as somebody else unless it works for you? So thank you so much for joining us today, and let's get started into the episode. Hello and welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. This is Kelsey, your host, and we're back with another episode after a long, intermission or whatever the case may be. So a lot has changed in the last year, especially with everything going on. This is currently being recorded on Tuesday, March 31st of 2020, and we're currently in the coronavirus pandemic. But I don't want to talk about that because there's more than enough news out there about that. So I want to talk to you today about some things that you can do to help you manage your stir craziness or be able to prevent it, because most of us are going nuts in our homes. So I'm going to share with you a couple different ways, six to be exact, to help with the stir craziness. So let's go on into the first option. So the first thing that can help you with the stir craziness is actually to keep your wake up and bedtimes the same or slightly adjusted to your normal schedule if you were working outside of the home. One thing that I found really helpful the first week that I was working from home was that I kept my routine pretty similar. And that actually became very, very helpful because my body was already adjusted to that routine. And so it was one less thing that I had to adjust to. The only thing I did is I slightly adjusted it to being a little bit later in the morning and going to bed a little bit earlier. So that way I could get 8 full hours of sleep. And that made a huge difference. And then it also allows my body to be able to predict about what is going on and things that are happening. The next thing I recommend for you to do during this time is to have a daily schedule. Just like you do when you are at your job outside the home or whether you work from home, having some form of schedule that you follow allows for you to know what to expect and also to be able to compartmentalize your day. So for example, maybe you wake up at 7, you walk the dogs, and then you have your breakfast. By 8:30, you prepare for your day and you start work at 9 o'clock. From 9 to noon, you work. Then you take a lunch break from 12 to 1. And from 1 to 5 or 1 to 6, you work the rest of the day. You take breaks just like you would if you were at the office. And maybe during your lunch or before work, you go for a walk. And then after work, only your commute is 10 feet, you have your family time. But by having that structure and having kind of those expected things that you do during those times allows for you to be able to have some form of consistency during this time of complete and utter inconsistency. The next tip I have for you is to have grace for your feelings and emotions and needs right now. So normally we're able to kind of predict how we would handle the situation. With everything going on, we're going to be really unable to predict a lot of different things, honestly, because we don't know what is going on. And so you need to give yourself some grace, or other words, let it slide a little bit if you're feeling sad or anxious or any other emotion that you're feeling right now, because none of us have been through this before. So how can you justify punishing yourself for an emotion, for an event you're experiencing that you've never experienced before in your entire life? You just can't. So what you need to do is give yourself some grace for your feelings, your emotions, and your needs during this time, and take time to address those and process and address those needs. If you need to take a break and go outside because you've been in your house all day and you don't know the sun exists, go outside. Maybe you need to take time to eat foods that make you feel good so that way you have the energy to do productive work. Maybe you need to be calling your family and friends and having FaceTime so that way you have a feel of connection. So please do what you need for your feelings, your emotions, and your needs during this time. The next tip I have for you is to move your body, but also take time to rest your body. For a majority of us, we went from having guaranteed movement every day, from getting in our car, going to work, walking to our office, going around our office, getting back to our car, and moving around our homes throughout the day. We've eliminated a huge part of our entire lives of guaranteed movement because we are not leaving our homes every day now. Most of us are staying within a 10-mile radius of where we are living, whether we are walking or driving. And if you live, you have to go further than that to the grocery store, ignore that statement. But for the most part, you are staying within your realm. So you're not having as many opportunities to move your body and get as many steps as you normally would. So you actually have to take time to prioritize your health during this time because you're going to have less opportunities. But that being said, because you're having less travel time, it's actually providing you more time opportunities to take care of yourself and make it a priority. You don't have to commute to your job unless you're an essential employee. And even then, if you have a schedule, you can schedule time to take care of yourself. Whether you walk, work out, do yoga, meditate, dance, drink water, need a nap, sleep 8 or 12 hours, or whatever the case may be, you can have time to move and take care of your body. The other thing you need to do is you need to prioritize taking care of your body and resting your body. It is very easy to get in a social media or TV black hole and you look up and it's midnight and you have to be up at 6 so you can start your job at 7 or 8 o'clock or whatever the case may be. You have got to take care of yourself during this time. It is very easy to slip in that black hole of doing nothing and Netflix binging with no repercussions. So please take the time to rest your body, to take a shower, sleep, and do the things you need to do to take care of you during this time. The next thing I recommend for you to do is to have a plan for each day, even the weekends. So normally when we leave the house, we know that we're going to go to work, we have projects we're going to work on, or if we have any errands that we need to accomplish. That still can apply for where you are right now. Maybe you need to take a moment to plan a goal for your household, for yourself, and for your work, whatever the case may be, so that way you feel like you're making progress toward your goals. So for example, maybe you need to unload the dishwasher. That could be your household goal. The next personal goal you have may be to read 10 pages in a book. And for your work, maybe you have this project that you really want to accomplish today. Those are three things that you can accomplish in that one day that would allow you to be able to move the needle forward and still be able to prioritize things that are going on. For some of you, you may have more people at home than you're used to working with, and so your traditional work-life balance is very different. So you're going to have to adjust with these new distractions. So take time to figure out what those goals are, but also take time to figure out when you can work on those goals. So that way you still keep making progress toward them. Maybe you need to get up before everybody else. Maybe you need to do it after the kids go to bed. Maybe you need to have a conversation with your significant other or whoever you're living with to give you some space so you can accomplish that goal. So do what you need to do in order to get it done. For the last and final goal tip that I have for you is to find a good thing every day and write it down. So something I started just shortly before all of this occurred is I keep a calendar on the wall that I keep important dates and things on. But I also started to write down one good thing that happened every day or a memory that I wanted to remember. Because I remember one day, probably a couple weeks back, 3-4 weeks back, I remember looking at the calendar and thinking, what did I do the last 2 weeks? What did I accomplish? And feeling like I hadn't done anything or I hadn't made an effort to have anything occur. And then when I started to look at back in my calendar, I realized I did this. I went and saw this. I went to the museum before they closed, or I had a phone call with a friend of mine, or I'd recorded a podcast. And so to be able to have that physical thing in front of me to look at and go, I accomplished this, or I experienced this day, or some memory to feel like I was still living my life no matter what was going on around me. And so it allowed me to have some form of positive thing that I could have and remember, but look at every day and show that I am still living and there are still good things to be happening around me. So let's review the 6 tips. So the first one is keep your wake up and bedtimes the same or slightly adjusted so that way you still have that schedule. Number 2 is have a daily schedule. Number 3, have grace with your feelings, emotions, and needs. Number 4, move your body and rest your body. Number 5, have a plan for each day. And the last and final tip is to find a good thing every day and write it down. So, my friend, please take time to implement these tips to help you prevent from being stir crazy and to help manage everything that you're going through at this time. I love you, and I will talk to you very soon on this podcast. I will be sending podcasts out probably weekly after these next couple weeks. Also, I am doing Instagram live workouts 3 times a week during this time. If you would, go to the link in the description of this podcast and sign up for my email list. I'm sending out reminders for the workouts, and I'm also sending out the workouts to you every Sunday at the end of the week so you have those workouts to keep. And they are free, 99. You're not paying for anything. So please go sign up for my email list today so you can get those workouts, and also so that way you don't ever miss another episode of Be Unapologetically You Radio. I love you, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Dudes and dudettes, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to review us on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found and, of course, provides us feedback that we need to make the show better. You can also follow us on Instagram at Be Unapologetically You Radio, or you can follow Kelsey at Kelsey Lane Fitness. We would love to see you tag us and share us on Instagram or Facebook of you listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode.